Thank you. And thank you to everyone for joining us today. In advance of the second eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series race at the virtual Texas Motor Speedway, we're now joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Rush Truck Center Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Clint, you had the chance to be a part of the race last week. You'll be a part of the race this weekend. Just talk a little bit about how fun it's been to utilize the iRacing platform during this break.
It's what a wonderful opportunity, for the sport, for racing in general. iRacing's been around a long time, and it's just something that just keeps evolving and they've perfected. And man, has the timing couldn't have been any more right for a perfect storm situation. Here we all are, just longing for some sports action, some competitive action. That we can broadcast and show a fan, and boom, here it is in our lap. Great race last week at Homestead. You want to talk about a perfect storm. Dale Jr. taking the lead and Denny Hamlin passing him literally in the last corner of the race was just, incredibly awesome. So, can't wait to get it going on again, this time on the Big Brother station. We're going to put it on network on Fox. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for the viewership and everything else. The opportunities, that Fox is created for all of us. They took a chance, right? They didn't exactly probably know everything about iRacing and jumped in the deep end and it worked. And it's going to be even bigger and better this Sunday at 1:00. I cannot wait.
Well, thank you, Clint, for your time today. We're going to get to as many questions as possible, and we'll now open it up to questions for the media.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you're using a speakerphone, we ask that while posing your question, you pick up your handset to provide the best sound quality. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, please press *1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Claire Lane with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Thank you. Clint, I know you guys compete against each other, but can you talk about Denny Hamlin's role in this and pulling the drivers together for practices and making sure that drivers were in it and whatnot and how he's sort of evolved as he's really thrown himself into this?
Yeah, certainly he's one of the contributing factors. I would say, the force behind it all, and he doesn't want any recognition, but it would be Dale Jr. He's been the voice behind this the whole time. He's the one that literally each and every night jumps on and runs around and asks people, hey, do you want to follow me, and get the hang of it. So many different things that after a race he's calling and asking if anybody needs any help or what they can do. I would definitely, say that Dale Jr. was probably, if anybody deserves credit, it would probably be him. Obviously, Denny winning the race last week was huge. It would have probably been even more huge if Dale Jr. could have won. but nonetheless, what a race, It was. I literally wrecked my car watching the screen because in the broadcast studio I had obviously my sim rig there, but on the wall I had a big screen where I could watch the broadcast as well, and I was kind of down and out, as was a lot of guys trying to figure this thing out for the first time, and I caught myself just not even paying attention and watching the end to see who was going to win. It's like, who would have ever thought that this would have became a reality and been on our televisions, and then even more so, who would ever thought that it would have created a situation that had us all jumping up and down on the edge of our seats. Just an incredible opportunity for all of us to try to, bridge the gap right here while we all wait to get back on the racetrack. So I couldn't be happier. I was extremely happy for our industry, happy for everybody involved, all parties involved, whether it was, iRacing, NASCAR, Fox, that provides us all this entertainment. You know, everybody's in this together. Everybody's struggling through these times. Our partners, each and every partner, every sponsor within the industry of NASCAR, everybody had an opportunity to be seen on Sunday because of, you know, this situation and being aired on Fox. It's going to be even bigger this weekend. We all learned that was a guinea pig, right? We took a chance, and everybody buckled down and did the best they could. It had a little bit of everything. It was super competitive. It was still lighthearted and fun. I think it was the perfect, you know, atmosphere for the situation. And I think, you know, Fox seeing the viewership and getting more involved and excited about it, putting it on the old Big Brother station, man. Going to network is going to be even bigger for everybody. Again, all parties involved, whether it's, you know, the industry of NASCAR, you know, a driver and his brand and all of his partners that back him. This is all an opportunity to create some exposure for all of us until we get back on the racetrack in front of our fans.
And a real quick follow-up, are you getting in on some of the practice sessions and what have you seen? And then I'll let you go.
You know, as much as I can, I haven't been able to jump on as much this week as I did last week, but I got on, and this is the weirdest thing about this, quarantine. What day is it? I think it's Thursday. So I was on there Tuesday night. I jumped on after I put the kids to bed. And that's the thing. You know, everybody's different. Everybody has different lives that they lead. For me, you know, I owe it to my family to try to keep the kids entertained, keep my wife sane, right? She's got three kids. I only have two. You know, try to keep them you know, entertained until they go to bed. And I went over and jumped on, and God be damned if I didn't go to the top of the board and was pretty happy about my seat. Had a heck of a race with Parker Kligerman. Again, a guy that you look for. You know, Claire, there's certain guys when you get on in any given week, you know, whether it's the day or evening that you look for because you know that they've got experience in track time, seat time in the sim and on iRacing. And those guys they showed up last week, a Parker Kligerman, you know, that Garrett Smithley kid. I was following him and trying to learn as much as I could from him. Timmy Hill, I mean, these are all guys that have had a ton of experience. William Byron, Alex Bowman, when those guys get on the racetrack, Dean Hamlin, Dale Jr., when they get on the racetrack, trust me, you need to get out there with them and learn as much as you can, follow them and everything else. But that's what's cool. We're all in this together. We all need it to go. We all know that we need it to be, you know, a great thing for everybody involved, and that's why we're all trying to help each other out to make it as good as possible.
Thanks a lot, Clint.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Holly King with NASCAR Wire Service.
Thanks. Hey, Clint. I had a question kind of similar to Claire's, but I just wondered how you think the level of competition is going to kind of raise this week, because I know certainly some of the guys that maybe didn't do as well as they wanted to or hadn't had much experience were really kind of majorly practicing this week. I just wondered if you could talk about how maybe some of the guys that didn't come into it as good or with as much time, how they're going to raise their game.
Well, there's certainly all across the board. And, you know, everybody always asks over the years, you know, what do you do to stay in shape to be a race car driver, you know? And I've always said this. I grew up racing motocross, and I think the best thing you can possibly do for any given sport is to do it. You know, there's nothing that replaces seat time when you're racing cars against, you know, your peers in the competition that we see at the cup level. It was the same way when I raced dirt modifieds in the Midwest. The more you did it, the better you were. Trust me, these iRacing guys, it's no different. It reminds me of a rookie coming into the Cup Series. I mean, you're up against guys that have been doing it for years, decades, and you're expected to jump right into the deep end and compete with them and you know, run door-to-door with them and beat them. So the pressure's on for all of us to gain that almighty seat time as much as we can, you know, in the meantime, during these evenings and during the day, whenever you can jump on it, man, we're all doing it. Trust me. The neatest thing about iRacing is you can get on there and kind of see how many laps or how many, you know, hours people have logged. And it's pretty staggering to see the dedication that some of my peers have been putting into this because it's such a big deal.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Courtney Harrison with WNET.
Hi, Clint. I'm just wondering, I know everyone is looking for entertainment and something exciting, especially the fans. What do you think it is like for these people to be able to watch and tune in a different way of people racing?
I'm sorry, you broke up, huh? What did you say?
Oh, sorry. You know, is it in this time where everyone's quarantined and everyone is looking for some sort of entertainment, do you think that's a great way for people to still get that real racing feel with it being, you know, people are playing from their own home?
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, it was almost like this was in preparation over the last decade for this very moment. iRacing's been around a long time. We've mentioned it. Everybody knows that Denny, Dale Jr., all these guys have been doing this for a long time. That time is now. iRacing has perfected the thing. The production is good. The camera angles are good. I mean, they have their own series. You have to understand that. Their series races each and every week, just like ours does. They have hell of a races. I mean, it's awesome to watch some of these races. Do you think we're good? We're terrible. You ought to watch some of these iRacing guys that do this each and every week. They're literally professionals, and we all have them now, whether it be our organizations, Stuart Haas, Gibbs, Hendrick. We all have our drivers that we have that represent us. Heck, my dirt team, Four-Year Dirt has two drivers that drive for us and speed in this series. This series it's perfected for this very moment. So it's just the perfect storm, and it comes at a great time where everybody's quarantined. There's not much to do. Heck, if you can't get it on, you know, simulator yourself, you know, you can certainly watch one heck of a race. I mean, last weekend, you couldn't ask for a better race. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's a struggle to put that good of ending and a finish on a race in real life. That's how realistic this thing is.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Jeff Birchfield with Johnson City Press.
Glenn, a couple of questions there. Number one, just how similar do you feel the sim racing is to the real race car? And then the second part is being quarantined, how much does it help where you live on the farm, you know, and able to get out and be with your animals and all that type of stuff?
Well, first of all, it is extremely realistic. You know, the difference between all of this is with iRacing, you're using, you know, the same mechanics, the same forces, the same movements as you use in real life to make a car go fast. You know, and that is your hand-eye coordination, you know, your feet. You know, you drive these things so much with the pedals, with the gas, the brakes, the steering input, all of those inputs with your, you know, your extremities and your mind are the exact same thing and the same tools that we use to put your car at the front of the field on any given Sunday. That being said, the only sense that you don't have in a simulator is the feel of, you know, the seat of your pants. We kind of call it the butt dyno. You know, you balance a race car. It's kind of like, you know, if you put a plate on the end of an ink pen. That's how you balance a race car. That's how I've always explained how you balance a race car. You know, you that thing wants to go on all four different axes, whether it's a right front, left front, you know, right rear, left rear. You can feel all those things, and that's how you balance a car through the seat of your pants. In iRacing, you don't have that. All you have is your visual. So once you get the hang of that and you know, your mind finally catches on. It's kind of like riding a bike. It's a struggle for a little while, but once you catch on to that and realize, you know, what's going on with the movements of your car and the movements of the track and things like that, when to pick up the gas, your timing, once you get all that set, it's exactly, you know, like what we do in real life. That being said, second part of your question, quarantine, man, we're all in this together. I mean, obviously, I'm fortunate enough to have a farm, but I don't think there's no amount of acreage, there's no size of a house that makes this pleasant for anybody. I mean, we're all in this together. We have to keep in mind we're protecting the people that have paved the way and made it possible for us to even be here, our very existence, our freedoms, everything. That's who we're trying to protect, one another, looking out for one another, quarantined, if I have to do that for a month, it's worth it. And I'm signed up, and we're in this together just like everybody else. The neat thing about all of this is there is something that came along called iRacing, and we're all able to give me something else to do. Everybody knows, man. I think I've got massive amounts of ADD. I've never been diagnosed with it, but I'd say I've got plenty of it. If anybody knows me, they probably, understand that and agree. So iRacing for me is a perfect getaway under this quarantine, and certainly for a fan on Sunday, it's going to be even better.
Our next question comes from Dustin Long with NBC Sports.
Clint, I'm wondering, you might not have gotten a chance last weekend because I know you were part of the broadcast, but I think one thing that's kind of interesting with this iRacing, what we see is the drivers can actually talk to each other during the competition. I don't know if you actually got to talk to any of your competitors during Sunday's race or if you could do any during practice races. What is that like, considering when you're in the race, real race cars, that's not an option? And could you ever imagine what it would be like if, I know that you guys years ago had it with the tandem stuff, but can you imagine if you had it every race where you could talk to each other, what that would be like?
If we could talk to each other like we do on iRacing, depends on what happens. If you crashed, it would be pretty epic. I would say, what's that, what do they call it, radioactive on, Tuesdays when it comes out? I would say that would be even bigger. And a better show, but that's something that's unique to iRacing that is a lot of fun. I mean, heck, because of the seriousness of it, I mean, is it serious? Absolutely. Do I want to win? You darn right. I want to beat these guys something terrible bad. Huge bragging rights. And not to mention, this thing is, look at the viewership. I want to win this thing for not only myself, but everybody involved, iRacing and everything else. I mean, Denny Hamlin, he had an interview on SportsCenter, crying out loud. Everybody wants a piece of this thing, so I want to win, for my partners and myself, everybody, involved. I'm super excited about Sunday, and the biggest thing about me doing the broadcast is I can't hear what those guys are saying in there. The only thing I can hear is Jeff and Mike Joy and the producer Mark in my ear. I'm listening to the broadcast and trying to chime in and add, as much as I can from the seat of the car from my perspective. So what they've had going, I can see on the board that like Dale Jr. chimed in, Bubba Wallace when he wrecked Chase Elliott, I could see that he chimed in and said something because it actually, when you hit push the talk, it puts your domain up there, but I didn't know what they said or anything else. That was one thing that I was hoping that I could see, and it just isn't that way. But, man, this thing's bigger than any one person. It's an opportunity for our industry, and that's why I didn't care, about any of the small things. Just trying to make the most of it for everybody involved, any driver, any partner, any manufacturer. I mean, we're all in this thing together, and we're trying to make some entertainment and some value for our fans. So that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Mark Guerra with Performance Racing Network.
Clint, last week, you talked about how serious this is, but you had Alex Bowman making jokes about his dog, Finnegan, wrecking the field as he went to the bathroom, that kind of stuff. Is there going to be less patience or for that kind of fun stuff this weekend? Is it going to be more serious, and are drivers going to be less tolerant of guys who aren't going to take it as serious?
Well, first of all, Alex Bowman and that was clearly not the situation. His dog wasn't driving that car. Was it funny? It was great. A guy like Alex Bowman that has iraced a long time knew that there was a window there that he could do that. That's something that, again, as we were learning that, we didn't know that. We didn't know any different than a fan. The cautions, if there's one glitch right now that we have, it's the inability to just say green next time by. It's part of the format. It's in the software or whatever. That's iRacing. They can take one away. Like In other words, if we're still in a commercial break, they can go one more lap, but they can't take one away. They can add a lap, but they can't take one away. That's something they're working on. But right now it is what it is. So that's an opportunity to have some fun. It gives an opportunity for Jeff and Mike in the booth to answer some Twitter questions. I mean, this thing is, again, is it serious? Answer your question, Mark. Hell yes, it's serious. This is a big deal. Did you see the viewership? 1 million viewers. I want to win this thing big time. For myself, for my partners, for everybody. You want to be the man in front of 1 million viewership. You start putting it on the Big Brother station over there on network, airing on Fox. This is going to be even bigger this weekend. Everybody is practicing big time. If you question that, all you got to do is get an iRacing and look. Each and every evening during the day, doesn't matter what time of day it is, you get on there, log on, and there will be people on Texas racing and practicing for this weekend. So it would be an understatement to think that it's not serious. But that being said, I think it has to be, it needs to be entertaining. We're all quarantined. Everybody's looking for some entertainment. Certainly the racing aspect was alive with Dale Jr. and Danny coming down to the wire last corner pass. I mean, hell, that's a tall order to ask in real life. That was one hell of a race. In fact, I wrecked my car at the end of the race because I was watching the TV on the wall of the finish to see who was going to win this thing. I was kind of limping around in 15th place, wasn't going to win anyway. I was watching the race because I could hear, Gordon and Mike Joy in the booth going through the roof. I was like, what the hell's going on? So I look over and watching this thing and run right into the wall. That being said, it needs to have some fun, some lightheartedness too. I think there's room for everybody. I think it's a wonderful thing. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I think the fans did. Obviously, the ratings showed that. But, again, just a perfect storm to bridge this gap until we get back on the racetrack. I think it's a great thing for everybody.
But were you surprised by the reaction, how big this has blown up?
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, it's the perfect storm. It's as if iRacing had been started and built, 15 years ago for this very moment, for this very situation. The iRacing itself, I've watched these races, Mark. I don't know if you have, but the series races, we all have drivers, professional drivers that drive for us. I have, drivers that run in the series with my boy, Your Dirt, brand, and Denny does, all my peers, the manufacturers do, the organizations do, Stuart Hoff has a team, everybody has teams that compete week in and week out in their series, so the production-wise, I've known that it was good, it keeps getting better, the camera angles, everything, it's pretty damn realistic and pretty damn good, so it didn't surprise me one bit. I think this weekend will be even bigger.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Bill
Steffen
with the Napa Valley Register.
Hi. Good morning. I have two questions. In the first place, how sensitive is the software to reflect the changes that you make on the car so that it reflects real racing conditions? And the second question I have is, when you're in the car for real, you can hear stuff around you, you can feel stuff around you, you've got all those physical feedback. How do you compensate for that in the simulator?
Well, you actually, let's just start with that. You do hear all that in the simulator. The only one you don't have is the seat of your pants, the feel, right? That's the one that you have to teach your mind to learn. Everything is visual, and it's no different than the simulators, the big simulators, the high-dollar simulators that all the manufacturers have, that everybody goes and works on our setup for any given weekend. That's where this thing has evolved. Everybody, F1, NASCAR, everybody evolves and betters their program in the simulation at any manufacturer, whether it's Ford, Chevy, Toyota, they all have them. I've been with all of them, and I've been in every single one of them working on my setup for any given racetrack, any given weekend. That being said, you have to teach yourself the sense of visual because you can't feel that car sliding out from underneath of you, with the old butt dyno, as they say. So, once you get that, learned and you teach yourself, it's just like riding a bike.
it becomes natural, and then it's all your same, all your same tools. You're holding the steering wheel, you're pushing the gas, and trying to stay off the brake, but your mind's telling you you need the brake. Within the race, the only thing that I do like about it, it kind of reminds you of the old IROC series, in the sense of all the setups are the same. It's a common setup, which, knowing what I know of iRacing, is a good thing. If everybody was all across the board, and this is why, you have professional iRacing guys that are helping all of us, whether it's me, Denny, Dale Jr., anybody. Experience levels are all over the place. If you opened up the setup, it wouldn't be a good race. This has got us all bunched up in great racing. The other good thing about iRacing is it doesn't know air. That's the one thing that's not realistic, but is even better than what we have. Our cars, you have that aero tight, you have clean air, all of that stuff is so much more important in real life. This, the only thing you have, which again, in my opinion, is even better than what we have, is the tire fall off. The tires, you can make those tires, you can make them mad. And what that means is you lean on that thing and pulling on the wheel and make that car tight, drive a push into it. It keeps building temperature in the right front. It keeps getting tighter and tighter and tighter. You didn't do a good job managing your tires. Managing your tires is what it's all about. It was what it was all about at Homestead. And then it's everything that I've practiced in Texas is what it's all about there. You've got to keep your car neutral throughout a run, and if you do that, you'll drive up through them no matter where you're at. So in some areas, I think it's even better than what we have. In some areas, it's, obviously a little bit different. So it is what it is. It's the best what we have, which is a hell of a lot better than any other sport right now.
Okay, and can I ask one other quick thing? Sonoma Raceway is practically outside my window here. Would you look forward to doing this on a road course?
Actually, it was the first thing that I said. So everybody gets on you're not only racing this like what we have in Texas with my peers. I like racing other things. That's what I love about iRacing and the thing that's a challenge right now for me. For the most part, all of my peers and stuff didn't come from a dirt background. So when they get on iRacing, they race what they know, cup racing and asphalt. I came from a dirt background. When I got on iRacing or get on iRacing, I do not want to race what I do week in and week out on any given Sunday. I want to get on there and have the ability, because of iRacing, to race a sprint car, to race a late model on dirt, a modified, a street stock, for crying out loud, how I started in this sport, an F1 car, an Indy car, a truck. You can race also a rally car, Indy, everything, every different kind of race car, a USAC midget, on all these different racetracks and feel what those are like. And for the most part, it's extremely realistic and gives you a taste of what it is like. I mean, we've seen so many guys, I witnessed it firsthand. There was a 16-year-old kid that won the late model championship last year in iRacing. I have a 2-seat late model, and part of our iRacing program that sponsors my car is whoever the champion is comes to Charlotte. We go over to the dirt track. I put them in, run them a couple laps, and they get to run the real thing. This kid wasn't even old enough to drive, never drove before anything. Now, didn't jump in with the old dad and get in the parking lot and drive, never drove, never drove a stick, never drove anything. Got in this race car because of iRacing, because of his background, and I mean within 3 laps was ripping laps within tenths of what I could do. It was super impressive and really opened my eyes to their, the realistic values of iRacing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Edgar Thompson with the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, hey, thanks for doing this call. And that last passage leads me to my question, which is, how much experience do you have in video games just in general?
I don't. I'm not a gamer, right? To be honest with you, I've always made fun of gamers. I mean, I can tell you, going over to my brother's house, and here he was sitting in the basement. He's got a headset on. He's talking to some maniac, who knows where, playing, I think it's that Fortnite game or whatever the hell that is. I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you? And,
I'll be darned the other night. Here I am, 2:30 in the morning in one hell of a street stock race with a bunch of my buddies, got a headset on, we're on the mic, we're talking. I had a blast, and I'm telling you, I drove my rear off. It was unbelievable how challenging it was to get that car around the racetrack, and more than that, keep it, you know, going around the racetrack for a long time.
And yeah, what makes a good iRacing driver?
Seat time, no different than what makes a good iRacing or a good race car driver. You know, you cannot beat experience, and it's no different, you know, on iRacing.
I mean, is there a skill, like maybe one skill that you didn't know you needed or something?
You don't know. Again, you know, we all watched the seven-time champion of Jimmy Johnson struggle last week, but I will say this. In all fairness, what he tried to accomplish last week was pretty much impossible. I mean, he came in and within an hour or two signed up and tried to run. I mean, so much that we were having trouble getting him on the thing, you know, just to compete, let alone try to figure out how to race. So trust me, from what I've seen already of his practice time and his effort this week, I think he will be way better.
Thanks, Clint.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Godwin Kelly with the News Journal.
Hey, Clint. Hey, I've got two questions for you. Number one, do you think that because of what's going on with the iRacing and the interest that that younger demographic that NASCAR is trying to pull into the sport, you think this is going to help?
I think. I mean, and, you know, there's so many people that are – here's the thing. It's sad today's day and age how many people try to pick apart everything. I mean, you're sitting here watching, you know, our government and all the officials try to figure out how to help us all. I just pray for everybody. I mean, those guys, they're standing there and they got a pretty terrible, you know, hand of cards that they've got, and they're trying to figure out how to you know, play it as good as possible for all of us. This being no different, you know, we're all in this together, we're all quarantined. It's almost as if the iRacing thing had been built and designed like in the past for this very moment. I think it's a perfect bridge to gap this situation we're all in. It's entertainment. Is it real? No, it's not. It's virtual, but it's what we have. And I'm telling you right now, it provided entertainment that literally had you jumping up and down and on the edge of your seat at the end of that race. I had so many people call and tell me, hey, first and foremost, I can't tell you how many people are on Twitter saying that, man, it took me a lap or two to figure out that wasn't real. I mean, that's how realistic the production is, how realistic it is in the cars driving them. These things are arguably sometimes harder to drive than our cars. It is extremely challenging to run these cars as fast as we were, as close as we were, all across throughout that 100-lap race. Can it be better? Of course. Is it good enough? You damn right. I think it is, and I think the viewership showcased that.
All right. And my next question would be, if this thing continues to build based on what happened last Sunday, do you see NASCAR having a fourth national series? I mean, maybe running a virtual race midweek with a lot of the brand-name guys competing?
Well, they already have that. We have that. iRacing has a series that races every week, you know, and it's extremely competitive. It's extremely entertaining. Do you think our deal is entertaining? Go see these guys that do this for a living. We all have teams that race. I have my Boyer Dirt brand has drivers that drive for us. Stuart Haas has drivers. Denny has drivers. Dale Jr. has drivers. You know, William Byron and Alex Bowman, those guys, you know, I mean, I saw that Garrett Smithley kid got like 600. Timmy Hill is one of those who had like 600 iRacing wins. this has been going on a long time. This is no just showed up and try to make the best of it. I mean, it's evolved over time, and it keeps getting better and better, and it's gotten so good that it creates an opportunity for our industry to put on a good show for our fans to bridge this gap.
But, I mean, as far as, like putting it on TV, making it a fourth series.
It's been online every week is that way. The series, you need to watch some of those series and follow them. It's extremely entertaining and very, very competitive.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Alan Cavana with Fox Sports.
Hey, Clint. You sort of touched on it before, but for those that don't know the garage as well, how competitive are you guys, whether it is fishing, racing, the coach bus lot, a foot race? How would you describe how competitive you guys are against each other?
It's just racing, man. It's the mentality. And everybody says, all right, I mean, a football player, he doesn't want to you know, lose either. But racers are just different, man. Racers have always been the standard time I can say this about a racer. They've always somehow – some way been at the racetrack. When all odds are against them, racers figure it out. I can tell you, there's not a racer that in existence that ever meets a budget. It's always over budget. It's whatever it takes to be competitive, to be at the racetrack, and to win races at whatever cost. And they always seem to figure it out. It's always been that way.
Thank you.
Yep.
And our last question for today comes from Dustin Albino with FrontStretch.com.
Hey, Clint, kind of a follow-up to an earlier question, but we've seen you do the iRacing. What else have you been up to during this additional downtime during quarantine?
Man, just trying to keep the kids sane, trying to keep my wife sane, trying to help her. It's we're all in this together. Everybody's doing the same thing. There's no magic button to push. There's no, you know, secret ingredients. We're quarantined. It does suck. It sucks for everybody, but we're doing this for a reason. We're trying to protect one another. We're trying to keep everybody alive and healthy and doing what our president and the government asked us to do. I mean, this is the right steps, right? It is extremely, you know, damaging to everybody anywhere you look. You feel bad for restaurant owners, for business owners, everything. But we're going to get through this. You know, we're all longing for something to do, and boom, here comes this iRacing thing right in our lap. It had been there for a long time. It's almost as if it was built and formed for this very moment. I cannot wait to get back on the track this Sunday and you know, continue to sell our sport. And it's a different way. It's a different model, but it's still racing. It's still extremely competitive. It's still exposure beyond belief. It still shows the strength of our fan base. You can't lose sight of that. We had 1 million viewers on FS1 last week with something that had never even been tried before. Yes, obviously, it's everybody's at home. It's a perfect storm. Nothing else to do. But it was so big that Fox took a chance again and put it on the big boy station on network. It's going to be on Fox this weekend, and it's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been. We learned a lot. I literally watched Jeff Gordon, Mike Joy, and Larry McReynolds sit in a production meeting with iRacing, with Fox officials, in a matter of an hour, maybe 2 hours, and write every note, every question, ask every question they knew to ask, learn as much as they possibly could to try to make this a production. I think they did a hell of a job. I'm not kidding. They learned about what you saw last Sunday within an hour or two, and nailed it. And I think they'll be even better this week having a race under the belt.
Thanks, Clint.
Yep.
Clint, thank you for joining us today. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 125 race at the Virtual Texas Motor Speedway will take place on Sunday, March 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be available on Fox, FS1, and the Fox Sports app.